Listen now to a selection of news articles from around the world. On this track, Why Robots Are Binge-Watching YouTube, and President Donald Trump's Plan to Increase America's Nuclear Arsenal.
Xi's Thought Control, China. Chinese universities are racing to teach Xi Jinping thought, the theories of China's newly affirmed president. Just weeks after his philosophy was written into the Communist Party's constitution, around 20 universities and colleges announced plans to create research institutes devoted to Xi Jinping thought on socialism with Chinese characteristics for a new era. China's education ministry said Xi's ideology will go into textbooks, into classes, and into the brains of students. The plans are seen as another sign of Mr. Xi's intention to tighten ideological control over society.
Media boom, USA. President Trump has called the traditional media dishonest and failing. But after years of serious decline, subscriptions to national papers and magazines by young Americans are rising. In the past year, online payments for news in the U.S. rose by 7%, a Trump bump, says the Reuters Institute for the Study of Journalism. Young adults are also driving sales of two of the president's pet hates, the New York Times and the Washington Post.
Suicide Mosquito Farm, UK. A massive insect farm that will grow genetically modified suicide mosquitoes is to open in the south of England, The Times reports. The £7.3 million lab will produce 800 million male Aedes aegypti mosquitoes, a species responsible for spreading diseases such as dengue fever. Their mission? To kill off the rest of their species thanks to a genetic modification that causes their offspring to die before adulthood. The idea is that, once released into the wild, the modified males will mate with native females, producing offspring that will die before it can reproduce. The males themselves do not pose a risk to humans, as only the female of the species bites and spreads disease.
Advances for women, Saudi Arabia. Social change is coming to Saudi Arabia. Slowly. After the historic decision to end the ban on women driving, women will be allowed into sports stadiums for the first time this year, if they are accompanied by men. Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, 32, has said he wants to return the oil-rich nation to a country of moderate Islam that is tolerant of all religions and to the world.
Donald Trump wants more bombs, USA. Donald Trump is finalizing a nuclear weapons policy that would see a decisive end to post-Cold War disarmament, says The Observer. His team wants to boost America's arsenal and relax the conditions under which it would be used. History attests the surest path to peace is through American strength, Vice President Mike Pence said. But for The New York Times, the U.S. already has far more weapons than it could ever need. 4,000 warheads, plus 2,000 awaiting dismantlement, enough to kill large parts of the populations of more than a dozen countries using less than half its arsenal.
Dog doping controversy, Alaska. A doping scandal has hit the world's most famous sled dog race. For the first time in the history of the 1,600-kilometer Iditarod in Alaska, four of the dogs have tested positive for a prohibited drug. The canines belong to four-time champion Dallas Seavey, who denies giving them any banned drugs. It's more bad news for the race. In the past year, Iditarod has lost major sponsors following several dog deaths.
Face scan tunnel, Dubai. The world's first facial recognition tunnel will be arriving in Dubai International Airport this year. Instead of queuing for security desks, often the most stressful part of modern air travel, passengers will be able to walk through a virtual aquarium tunnel in which 80 inbuilt cameras scan their faces. The screens can be changed from aquarium mode to other scenes, such as desert landscapes or, of course, adverts.
Robots learn from YouTube, USA. Artificial intelligence robots are learning human behavior by binge-watching YouTube videos. Google has compiled a database of 57,600 clips for its AI robots to watch and learn from. They believe that if the robots watch thousands of videos of human behavior, it will help them understand what humans are doing, what they might do next, and what they are trying to achieve. The database, which is called Ava, like the humanoid in the 2015 movie Ex Machina, is taken from TV series and movies worldwide. It includes clips chosen to highlight human actions such as hugging, kissing, walking, and shaking hands.
Penguin disaster, Antarctica. A penguin colony in Antarctica has suffered a catastrophe. Adélie Land is home to more than 18,000 pairs of Adélie penguins, but only two chicks survived the most recent breeding season. The World Wildlife Fund said unusually extensive sea ice formed in late summer forced the parents to travel further than normal to find food. Their babies starved while waiting for them to return.